there is reward for kindness to every living thing. Hey, it's your friend Raimi over in Freed, and I'm back to give you another heaping dose of town updates. The snow has finally melted, which makes me sad. Still, now we get to usher in the spring, which means lots of pretty things. I can't wait to see what Freed looks like in full bloom. I'm sure it'd be lovely. Wouldn't you love to see it? I understand if you're busy, though. I'll keep you updated regardless, so you know when to come visit. Although, wouldn't it be even better to see it happen before your eyes? Just a thought. When I first stepped into Freed, I only thought about working on the houses and some of the stores along with the necessary facilities. I didn't think that anything else would be needed, but then I thought to myself, Raimi, what if a family with a child came here? And then I thought to myself, why, that's a good point! I should work on the schools! And guess what? I did! I'm proud to announce that work has started on Freed Elementary School. Soon, all children who live in Freed will be able to get a quality education. I can't speak for the qualities of other schools, but I can say that the schools here will be much better. We'll definitely teach more than just simple reading, writing, and arithmetic. Classes on hunting, on tech repair, how to survive in the wilderness. Stuff everyone's gonna need. And they'll all have the best teacher. Any guesses on who it is? All that aside though, the work on the school is coming along nicely. I've given it a fresh coat of paint so it looks brand new. It was locked just like a lot of the other buildings around here, but I managed to get it unlocked. There are only 3 classrooms, so I guess Freed was never a big town. I think 2 of the classrooms were used for older kids, one maybe for 5th to 8th grade, and another was used for everything past that. I wonder what this was like. You know, being in the same class as someone at least 2 years older than you? It's interesting, isn't it? How do you think that affected crushes? Was it different from everywhere else because of how people were divided in their classes? It must have been. How nervous would you be asking someone out? I mean, I took a bit of a gamble asking Sarah out. She was 2 years older than me. I don't know why I was so afraid looking back, you know? Still, I was nervous. I'd been wanting to ask her out ever since I first saw her. I didn't know her name, how old she was, or anything like that. I just saw her. This might be kind of corny, but when I saw her, I feel like I really saw into her. I saw how she was as a person. I saw the love that spilled forth from her. I saw what she meant to people. And then one day I was sitting at a table with my friends and she came over to ask me something. We were in the same art class or something like that. I don't really remember why she started talking to me, but in that moment, I fell for her. Her voice was love and her words were love. Before she left, I asked her what her name was. Sarah. Sometimes I still think of what it sounded like to hear her say that. For 3 months, I sheepishly talked to her, pretending I forgot what our homework was so I could talk to her about something, anything. One day, I convinced her to hang out with me after school. I don't even remember how. I think I just asked her to tag along with me and my friends. My friends ended up ditching me with her, which I didn't mind. We spent the day just talking, sometimes getting some food to eat. We stayed out until the streetlights came on, which was when we went to a park to look at the stars. We couldn't see many, but we talked a lot about the ones we could see. We made new constellations, creating stories for all of them. My mom picked us up and dropped her off at her house. That was the day I knew without a doubt that I loved her. My friends were all pushing for me to ask her out, so one day I wrote a poem for her and left it in her locker. I need to tell you how you've captured my breath, discovering all along the way that these stars remind me of you, and what we could have and what we could be. But I'm falling to pieces. Will you help me stay? And just for a moment, can we pretend that we can be everything that I know we can be? She came up to me later that day after school had gotten out. I started to ask her if she got my note, but I didn't get a chance to finish. Not because she kissed me or anything romantic like that. I was just so nervous that I couldn't get a single word out. And she stood there letting me babble. Then she told me she thought my poem was beautiful and she'd love to pretend with me. Although if it was all right with me, she'd like to make it real. That day was amazing. Oh gosh, I just took off there, didn't I? I'm so sorry. I got caught up into thinking about everything and... gosh, I haven't told anyone that story for a while. It just slipped out, I guess. I'm sorry, let's go back to talking about the school. Like I said, there are only 3 classrooms. It looked like the kindergarten, or I guess just the youngins, were having show and tell when they left. I don't know what would have caused them to leave so quickly, but there was definitely something. The room was slapdash and a bunch of unrelated stuff was scattered around the desks. You know, show and tell never really happened at my elementary school, which is a shame because I would have loved to show off my sister Haley. She always did a good job being an older sister. She wasn't perfect, but as any sibling. I remember a story she and I wrote about 3 mice who wanted to be the king of their mouse kingdom. I don't even remember the story, just that we made it together. We had a lot of drawings to go along with the story too, but I don't know where they ended up. I'm sorry, I tend to get a little emotional during these broadcasts. But hey, look at it as a way to get to really know me. Anyway, back to the town updates. I've stopped working on the houses to start up on the school. Oh, wait, I already told you that. I get so scatterbrained when I get emotional. But yes, work on the houses have stopped. There are quite a few houses left to work on until they're all refurbished. I could finish them all quickly if I just put my mind to it and worked on nothing but them. But right now, the elementary school is my top priority. It definitely deserves to be refurbished. I'm sorry, I keep thinking about how the classroom looked. What caused it to be evacuated? What could it have been? I need to research this. I'm sorry, it'll keep bugging me until I find out. I'm going to head over to the school and see if I can find anything out. I'll keep my Walkman with me so I can update you. You'll be hearing from me soon. Hello all. I didn't have to go to the school to know what happened. I was walking to the school, Walkman in hand, eager to learn more about Free's history. I got a little sidetracked when I got hungry. I headed to the supermarket and looked in the back for something to eat when I found this stack of old newspapers. They're all from 2030. I got a couple snack cakes and some water and decided to read up on Freed. I picked one out of the pile at random. I wish I'd been a little more selective. That day in September, someone was clearly not well. Someone wasn't well at all. That person, they decided to do something horrible that day. They were apparently asking someone on the street for money, and when the passerby didn't give them any, they got mad. He got angry. She got scared. Everyone around became frightened too, but they didn't watch it happen. They just heard it happen. He pulled out a knife and she screamed. He stabbed her and she screamed. Someone ran outside to help. They were stabbed too. The police were called. He got angrier and started screaming. The police arrived. He charged at them and they retaliated. Then he stopped screaming. Everyone was so panicked, the streets were apparently full of people trying to get to their loved ones' houses and such. People just wanted to feel safe. That's probably why the school was so trashed. Everyone rushed out to meet their parents. Although why it never got cleaned up, I don't know. Maybe school was canceled for a while. I'd understand that. The whole town had to recover from something like that, and in the wake of Virilia, it must have been stressful. There aren't many papers in the pile after this one, maybe a month or two more. That must have been when everyone packed up to find vaccines or join their families elsewhere. This event happening so close to Freed's vacating, quite a history after all. Not a good note to leave on, really. But still, it's a good note to enter on in a way, isn't it? It's been so long since that day in history. It's been 4 years since then. Freed emptied out. Its history remains, yes, but its history doesn't matter now. This is the new Freed, wouldn't you agree? Out with the old, in with the new. I came in a relatively short time after it was deserted, almost like it was meant to be. Sure, this means Freed wasn't always the best town, but still, is any town flawless? Not 100% of the time. But now, there's a chance to make it flawless. We've all had time to reflect. We know how to make a town not just perfect, but even better than perfect. Freed wasn't perfect, but now it can be. It can't be perfect with just me, though. It needs your help. It's so close to perfect. It just needs you. The doors are always open here in Freed. Just remember, if you ever want to help make a perfect town, the shining example of what civilization could and should be, Freed isn't far from you. I'll head back to my house now for a much-deserved nap. I'll keep working on this almost perfect little town when I'm done. Until next time, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Heaven Lou Ferrigno as Raimi. The background music was by the brothers Cruz Garcia. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We lost our sponsor from last week, The Sun, when it went down at night. Our new sponsor is right here on this piece of paper. And I don't see... Oh, okay. Our sponsor is paper. Paper, a multi-purpose tool for a multi-purpose lifestyle. And we are getting paid for the sponsorship in paper money. Literally, photocopies of money, which we can't spend. That's counterfeit money.